Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Tuesday on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about. Last night, Monday Night Raw, the follow-up to the Backlash show. Beginning of the road to the King and Queen of the Ring. And, you know, this is what happens when you got to finish one pay-per-view before you get going on the next pay-per-view. You just have a show where, well, we'll talk about it. We did not get 8 matches on Raw, which is pretty much exactly what I said would happen on Saturday when they announced that we would have 8 matches on Raw. It did not happen. Now, we actually do know when the other matches are going to take place, but that's because we found out today. They didn't tell us yesterday. But we'll break down Raw for you. Hey, the first 90 minutes and the last half hour of Raw, those were quite great. But there was an hour in the middle, which sucked. So we'll tell you about Raw here today as well as NXT tonight. NXT has a number of matches, and there's also going to be a combine. Yes. Qualifying matches for the NXT Women's North American Championship ladder match will be determined in a combine. We also got the lineup for Wednesday's Dynamite. Thank God they finally added that there's going to be a follow-up to the Kenny Omega angle. We'll tell you what they've announced thus far. We got a New Japan Resurgence show on Saturday. And our old friend Rocky Romero will be joining us tomorrow to talk about Resurgence. That is tomorrow. And then, of course, we've got all of the rest of the news, including Asuka's injury and SmackDown and Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross updates and plenty more. A lot to get into today, everybody, so stick around. We'll kick it off after the break. Observer Live.
Have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. M61, visit staples.com/print for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Starting off irritated.
What's the matter?
Wrestling Observer Live. What's the matter?
Yeah, what's the matter?
Stupid King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring tournament. Almost said bad words. Okay, so there's a King and Queen of the Ring tournament coming. And on the pay-per-view Saturday, they announce we're going to have 8 matches on Raw. 4 men, 4 women. And immediately I was like, well, you ain't, there's no way. I said to Dave, "It's no, there's not 4 on, they're not 8 on Raw. It's going to be like 4 on Raw, 4 on SmackDown. He goes, no, all the matches announced are Raw matches. You're going to do Raw matches on SmackDown? I said, what? They're going to do, let me get this straight. They're going to do 8 tournament matches on Raw. Like, do they want this tournament to be good or do they want it to suck? There's no way they're doing 8 matches on Raw. Okay? So, wow, lo and behold. Oh, what a shocker. Who could have ever guessed? Monday comes and they realize, oh, we can't get 8 matches on this show. Gee. You mean the show's only 3 hours and it has commercials? Oh, well, all right. So at the beginning of the show, they announce, well, we're going to have 2 of the matches that will be taking place on house shows. What house show? I don't know. Nobody told me. And you know who else didn't know? The fans. So the fans showed up at the building. I heard from fans yesterday that went to the show. They were like, nobody told us 2 matches were going to be at the house shows.
Oh, come on.
No. They didn't tell them. So, like,
did you really get emails about this?
Yeah, I did, because I asked yesterday. I asked on the show. I said, did the fans know? Like, if you were there, let me know. And so people let me know. They were like, no, no one told us. So if you were there live, you were waiting, and I swear to God, I was watching that Becky Lynch segment, and I knew exactly what happened. And that was, they were 2 hours into the show, and if you were there live as a fan, there were 4 matches left, and you're waiting for matches, and instead they trot out Michael Cole and Becky Lynch to sit in the ring, and Cole's like, Sweet hat, Becky. What is that? She's like, I don't know. I got it on Etsy. And then he's a reporter. He will not let well enough be good. No, Becky, tell me more about the hat.
Is it retail?
And she goes, oh, what do you people think about this hat? They're like, it's stupid looking. Like, you can hear them. They didn't pop. It was like a very mixed reaction. Like, some of them were like, yay, you were wearing a satellite dish on your head. The other half were like, what is on your head? And now he starts asking questions. Who would you like to face for that title? She's like, well, you know, there's Alba Fire. Dude, I haven't even seen Alba Fire. I watch all of these shows. I couldn't even tell you the last time I saw Alba Fire. She starts talking about Alba Fire. You hear the guy go, boring! Like, people are heckling. Because they're like, where's the matches? We got four more matches coming. And then about a half hour later, Kofi does a promo for the Ray match. Fans are like, what? There's 20 minutes left on the show. They trot out Sheamus and Gunther. And, you know, the fans there don't get two matches. Okay, whatever. Who cares? I wasn't there. But I bring this up yesterday. Okay, whatever. You told us at home that two matches were going to be on the house shows. Would it have been that hard to tell us, like, what house shows? What house show is going to be on? Where's it going to be? What day? In what city? I don't know. No one told us. So I didn't even care that much until a mutual friend of ours, who I bring up all the time, who works there, had the temerity to text me and go, you know, if you would have just gone on social media and looked around a little, you could have found out where they were at.
And that was early West Coast time. I hope you
woke up. I was like, will you just quit already? God. If I would have just done a cursory look on social media, and then, like, to prove the point, they send a screenshot of WWE saying, can King Mystery become the King of the Ring for the first time this Sunday in Macon, Georgia? I was like, that's cool. That's cool and all. But, like, how about the other match? Oh, you don't have the other one? Oh, I see you didn't send me where the other match was going to be. Oh, because you don't know either, do you? Is this that hard?
No.
Some of you get on me because I, like, get on AEW about this sort of thing, but hello? This is a universal thing. Is it that hard? Where are these matches going to be? Maybe I live in Macon and I want to see a King of the Ring match. Well, God, I don't know. I don't have any earthly idea. I have no clue. So somewhere, another match is going to take place. I don't know where. I don't know. And then on top of that, I got more. SmackDown is on Friday.
Yes.
All right. Well, SmackDown's 2 hours.
Yes.
Raw is three.
Yes.
Now what are you going to do?
Add 5 hours.
I mean, are you going to do? Are you going to try to do eight matches? Or are you going to do three?
Well.
Are you going to do three matches and go, the remaining, whatever eight minus three is, the remaining five matches, well, you know they're going to be somewhere.
We'll see you in Chattanooga.
I mean, we're not going to tell you where or when. In fact, we're out of house shows, but who cares?
We're coming to your town.
At some point, somewhere, some people are going to have matches, and then we're going to fill in this, oh, the bracket, you say? Oh, yeah, I can talk about the bracket, too. We have no idea who the SmackDown women are in this tournament. None. We have a full men's bracket, but we have no full women's bracket. Last night during the show, somebody listed a series of SmackDown matches. They said they're out there. I said, they are? Because as Dave is talking about, I don't know what, Ric Flair and Kerry Von Erich from 1984, I'm furiously searching for this bracket. I go to WWE.com, nothing. I go to WWE's Twitter account, nothing. I can't find it anywhere. So maybe it's out there, maybe it's not. I haven't seen it yet. Am I supposed to care about this tournament? Like, Look at how passionate I am about a tournament I don't care about.
That's gonna finish.
Imagine
off
if
Saudi
I did
Arabia.
Care. And I actually might care if I had brackets and I could watch all the tournament matches. Right now, I care much more about the WWE Speed number one contenders tournament than I do about this stupid tournament. Golly! Why is this so hard? Am I going to get a text anytime now going,
Guaranteed. I don't know if it's going to be exactly those words, but I guarantee you're going to get a text. And last week during NXT, they hyped up where they were going to be in Europe. So, yeah, you could have let everybody know that coming up this weekend, there are WWE live events in Chattanooga and in Macon and make Cody. Or Cody
is that where they are?
That's where they are. And they could make Kofi drive home the point that it's making, put the deal up on the screen. And, yeah, they could have absolutely done that. You're exactly right.
Mm. Well, they didn't.
They didn't, no. But we ended up getting this moment of very raw audio from you as you deeply inhale right there. I know this has gotten to you.
It has.
Ever since last
night.
It
has. Why is this so hard? Like, I deal with hard things all the time in this job, but we got, like, no employees.
Yeah, you do.
It's like me and Dave and Tony and then people help on the front page and some pie. But you guys aren't helping me do anything. There's 500 people working there. There's 500 people there. There's dozens and dozens of writers.
A lot of independent contractors there, too. But you know what? None of those folks would be the ones putting that up on the screen. It would be employees who should probably be doing that in production.
No, Brian, you don't understand. Brian Rose is like, what? I'm saying, like, help me personally. Are you in the studio with me, Brian? Are you writing up all the news on it? No, I have to do that by myself. I don't have 24 people helping me do this. I don't have 500 people here. I still get more done. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we got matches coming up over the next couple of days.
In Macon.
That have actually... No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about matches that have actually been announced. So NXT tonight has Roxanne Perez against Chelsea Green for the NXT Women's title.
Sure.
Not bullish on that one.
Well.
Josh Briggs faces Wes Lee. We got Supernova Sessions with Trick Williams, where hopefully Lash Legend will not forget all of her lines when she reveals what is in the mystery envelope. Is he the daddy?
Baby doll and Dusty Rhodes. Wow. All these years later.
No, but they're going to do it right. They'll actually reveal what's in the envelope.
Are they going to have Maury?
They actually open the envelope. It should be that Dusty baby
doll. Are they going to have either Maury or who was the lady on paternity court? Lauren Lake. Are they going to have one of those two folks on? If not, then they're not doing it to their full potential.
Mm. Well, we don't know if that's what's in the envelope.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
No, I said we don't know.
Oh.
It's a mystery. Meechin versus Ariana Grace. Shayna Baszler versus Carmen Petrovic.
You bullish on that one?
I'm bullish on Shayna having a match one of these days. No, we don't know who, when, where, why.
Meechin and Ariana.
No, I'm not bullish on that one. And it's funny because they're doing the combine where this will decide qualifying matches for the NXT Women's North American Championship ladder match. And Meechin last week said she wanted to be in the match, but on the week where they're doing the combine, she's got another match. Why is this so hard?
Why are they doing a combine?
Well, I don't know, but I know one thing, and that is it is a worked combine.
It better be.
Just like the worked duck that I saw at the aquarium on Sunday. They're doing a worked combine. They have legitimate, massively impressive athletes.
Are you sure?
But we're going to do a worked combine.
Did you see a wood duck or a worked duck?
It was a worked duck made of wood. I don't know why. Someone claimed that they disperse chemicals in the water. But it was just kind of weird. Then there was another duck that was cutting a promo on itself in a mirror.
Daffy Duck?
Because it's stupid.
Oh, Donald Duck.
It's a stupid animal.
Oh.
Looked in the mirror, saw its own reflection, thought it was another duck.
Started cutting a promo?
It did. Started quacking at it. Yes, shucky ducky, quack, quack.
Maybe the duck saw the Ultimate NXT Warrior here. In the mirror.
No, it saw itself. No. I laughed at that duck. I said, you're a stupid duck.
You're cruel.
Yeah.
So cruel.
Well, I didn't hurt the duck. I tried to educate the duck.
You hurt its feelings.
I tried to explain to the duck, that's not another duck.
By calling it stupid? Is this how you raise your kids, Brian Alvarez?
Ducks don't know English. He didn't know what I was saying.
I can imagine you making paper mache heads on a lack of sleep, all sick, like yelling at kids over, like, you're doing it wrong!
Never. I helped them. But I did tell them they were doing it wrong, because they were. It's my job to try to help them do it right. You kids know what smoothing out paper mache means? We're not making Abdul the Butcher here. It's supposed to be smooth. Now, we also have Wednesday's Dynamite. Adam Copeland against Brody King for the TNT title.
All right.
Should be a good match.
Yeah, well, he's working his way through the House of Black. Makes sense.
We've got Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta. The feud has been on virtually every other show, but they're going to do the blow-off on this one.
Sure.
Okay.
Build your way up to the main show.
Not the pay-per-view.
No.
Let's
not.
I do expect that Trent will win, and they'll do some sort of stipulation match at the pay-per-view. That's what I think is going to happen. Swerve and Christian will go face to face.
That's good.
And then, oh boy, here we go. We got Mariah May versus Harley Cameron.
The winners are male fans. And,
I have never seen Harley Cameron have a match in her whole life. Ever.
Yeah, she has,
not
though.
One time ever have I seen this.
It has happened.
She will face Mariah May.
She wrestled in Shine. She has been around, not wrestling much, obviously, in her role as QTV and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah. So, will we get Mina Shirakawa involvement? Who knows?
Exactly.
Will we get Tony
who knows?
Storm involvement? Probably.
It's a start and stop storyline with Mina. Then we've got, I can't wait to see this one.
Yes.
Serena Deeb.
Not the one you just said.
Serena Deeb will speak, okay?
Well,
because here's the thing. I mean, it's a broken record here.
Yeah.
I thought that a week ago, 2 weeks ago, they did an angle, and I thought they finally pulled the trigger. Toni Storm is going babyface. It's about time. And then this past Wednesday, once again, Toni Storm is still a heel. And Serena Deeb, who I thought was a heel, is apparently playing the babyface role.
Wait, hold on. We don't know that.
I will sit here right now and tell you, okay? And I will tell you happily. I want to say this on the air so they can happily tell you later if I was wrong. This feud is going to die. Because it's the exact same thing they did with Deonna. Serena should be the heel. Toni should be the babyface. And if they go out there with Toni in the babyface role, or the heel role, and Serena in the babyface role, it is going to die.
Why do you believe that Serena Deeb is going to be the babyface?
Because that is the position that she was put in on Dynamite.
But
and Toni was put in the position to be the heel on Dynamite.
But here's the deal. I mean, you got Mariah May against Harley, and Harley is not known to be a wrestler. She has been, you know, an entertainer, a side, whatever exactly it is, her role has been there on screen. So now she's thrust into a match with Mariah May, who is involved in these storylines with Toni Storm and everything that's going on with her. And Serena Deeb is a great wrestler. She is a good promo. She's a great wrestler. Those matches between her and Toni are probably going to be good, but I can see Harley Cameron aligning with Serena Deeb, and you play it off that you have somebody who's so technically proficient. Who's got Harley with her.
But Serena's a babyface.
But she's not a babyface, Brian.
She came out last week. She was waving a flag. She gave a flag to the kids. She's going like this to get the... She's a babyface.
I don't think it's going to remain that way in the slightest. I will be very surprised. And they do, well, that's just stupid booking again. How many times in a row would you have to do that? With Deonna coming in, I get that. And then you're trying to get something out of it with Deonna and Thunder Rosa. So no big loss there. But if you do it twice with Serena Deeb, who has never been a popular figure, if I'm not mistaken, she's always kind of been a heel. People appreciate her wrestling. But if you do this again, then that's just, it's just stupid.
That's exactly what I just said.
Stupid.
That was my point of this whole speech about that segment. But we'll see Wednesday.
There's a lot of stupid on that show. Unfortunately, there tends to be a lot of stupid on that show. And we'll see what Kenny Omega has to say.
I'll get to him in a minute.
All right.
Chris Jericho and Big Bill are in action, thank God.
Speaking of.
We will get the learning tree. Which is funny because now he's got a tree. I believe that Big Bill is the legitimate physical learning tree.
He should
dress as a tree. Why not?
I guess, because you don't want squirrels running up your leg.
And then, yes, they finally announced on Tuesday, the day before the show, that, yes, we will have a follow-up to the enormous angle we shot at the end of last week's show, where Jack Perry attempted to kill Kenny Omega by hitting him in the stomach with a chair after the doctor told him that one shot to the stomach could, I swear to God, kill him, was their words. Kenny will make an important announcement on the show. And I believe the announcement, so I thought that was writing him off last week, but now he's just back. I don't know.
Well, he didn't kill him. I guess he can still talk. It wasn't to his throat. It was to his gut. And did we ever figure out what Shad thinks about all this? The guy came out at the end of that show a couple of weeks ago in shock. And then he had to watch the next week where his completely impotent son, which not in real life, but in the storyline, he is completely at the mercy of the company that he built. He's got talent with no cut contracts who apparently cut the feed on the show and run roughshod over it, over another one of the executive vice presidents. Why is this man not in fear for his life as he was all that time back then? Like, something has got to come, and I know nobody wants a GM, but to me, like, you need to announce something. Otherwise,
well, they do.
Otherwise, we're just doing, Brian, what looks to be a big 1995 and 96, whatever it was, NWO.
Well, that's what we're doing. The Young Bucks are the GMs. And let me tell you how you can actually...
But at least
hold on.
There was J.J. Dillon there for Chris Jericho to rub up against.
Let me tell you how you can make this work.
Oh, boy.
If Kenny is in the building, I'm going to be real mad, okay?
All right.
Because that was a massive beatdown.
Yes, it was.
He was hit in the stomach, which the doctor said could kill him.
Hallelujah.
There is no way that he should be on this show.
No, sir.
But if he wants to do via satellite from the hospital and announce that he will be undergoing surgery this week, he doesn't know if or when he can ever come back, but he's going to do everything in his power to do so. And then after he's got the announcement out, the Young Bucks in the building cut the feed, and they're like, well, we got that. Let's, and they go on their whole spiel. That'll
you
work.
You want to go full beating him with a bedpan?
That'll work. No, they shouldn't be in there. He should not be in the building. He should be in a hospital bed.
No,
and well, they probably should cut the feed and take him away from the fans.
Okay, I'm good with that.
That then, I will be fine with.
But, like, at some point, you're going to need to have some comeuppance here. You're going to need to have some balance in. I still don't know if they're going to pull off this tribute act correctly.
Well, we'll find out. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
PSA for anyone who's not the best at remembering dates. Mother's Day is May 12th. Luckily, finding something she'll love is easy. Just go to Kohl's. I got a Sephora fragrance set for $35. Then with the extra 20% off, I scored cute PJs for just $19.99 and jewelry for under $30. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash and found even more great prices across the store. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 12th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a raid based on Terry, who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
These people in these comments here.
I haven't even seen them. What's up? What are they mad about?
No, just, you know, talking about, the executive vice presidents are the most powerful people in the
Oh, that's Lenny. Don't worry about him.
Not more powerful than Shad Khan. And you know what? Maybe we need the Wrath of Khan. Maybe we need the Khagan of Khans to come in.
I would be so fine with Shad Khan being the new GM.
You know that won't happen. But he needs, because he is an owner, and he didn't sign these contracts. And you know what? You, Tony, signed those contracts. You're part of the company. We got to deal with this because we don't want to bring legal into it. No problem. I'm going to balance you out with somebody that I give my power to try to offset this. That's the only way this is interesting to me. Because Hangman Adam Page, alongside Will Ospreay in the future, and whoever else is going to be the saving force, if this is going to be a NWO versus WCW type of storyline, no thank you. No thank you. I would rather have, you know, a lot more balanced out than take this trip again 30 years later.
Well, let's talk about the good and bad of Raw. So we had a Judgment Day promo, and the gist of it is that Drew McIntyre was announced for the tournament, but then he was pulled. So the storyline was that he, I guess, I don't know where. It's one of those things where they don't explain it to you. You just presume you're on social media. I presume from watching the show that Drew complained about his arm on social media. And so in storyline, they then checked out his arm and he wasn't cleared. Which begs the question, like, your medical crew sucks. Like, shouldn't they have checked his arm without having to read about it on Twitter? But anyway, he's pulled. Finn thinks that that means he's got a bye. But then he's told, no, actually, you don't have a bye. You will be facing Jey Uso. Which, of course, begs the question why Jey Uso wasn't in the King of the Ring tournament, but he is now.
Oh, you know.
And this match was very good. And I was told that Jey Uso was the most over guy on the show. And he got his big win. And I do think that there is a strong chance that Jey Uso becomes the King of the Ring. I think it's either him or LA Knight is my King of the Ring pick. So then Drew gets angry. And keep in mind at this point, the fans are still expecting there's going to be 8 matches on the show. And the first match with commercial and everything went over 20 minutes. So it's like, wow, we got to really get going here. So instead, Drew is screaming at Adam Pearce. He's all angry. And he jumps in his car. This is one of those long, continuous shots. He jumps in his car. His car zooms off. Another car zooms right in. And CM Punk gets out. And Pierce says, you're late. Punk says, yep, it's quite a weekend. Where's Drew? Pierce goes, he just left. Punk goes, what? Hit my music. And so he does the long walk all the way to the ring. And then he gets in the ring. And I swear to God this happened. On a show where fans are expecting 8 matches, okay? He gets in the ring and he says, I'm sorry I'm late. I got locked in headquarters this weekend. Just got free. Which is half true. He did get locked in headquarters, but it was not until Monday. And he says, you know, last week I cut a whole promo in less time than Drew's title run. But let's not do that this weekend. I'm going to sit here until he comes back. I'm hijacking the show. I know he's checking his phone while driving, which you should never do. So, Pat, tweet him and let him know that I'm here waiting for him. He looks at his watch. Well, I guess I should say something then. He starts cutting this promo. Explains that he tore his tricep in the Royal Rumble. We got it, buddy. Talks about how he was sad he wasn't at WrestleMania, but he'll just do it next year. Talks about how, I can do everything in this sport. Commentary. I'm a multi-tool. Drew's just a tool. Man, that brother ain't here yet. Well, I'm petty. Drew's a hater. He's a choke artist. I'm a choke artist too, right, Pat? No reaction whatsoever to his Jack Perry reference. Zilch. Dead silence. And he keeps going on. Man, that guy's not here yet. Hey, if I see that guy again, I'm going to break his face. I'm like, what is happening? Are we doing any more matches on this show? And then finally goes, well, he's not here yet. Guess that means he's scared of me. They hit his music and he leaves. Has there ever been a worse CM Punk segment? I mean, oh my God.
This was bad.
Brutal.
How long did it go for?
It felt like an hour. Someone's going to go, it was actually only 3 minutes. But whatever it was, it was too long.
Yeah, it felt like forever, unfortunately. That was a waste of time.
So then we had Natty and Io Sky. And first time they ever wrestled each other. Good match. Io pinned her with a moonsault. Dakota cut a promo afterwards, long promo. And she says she's going after the tag titles, and Asuka's injured. I don't know if she was actually hurt in the match. You know, people were saying, I think she got hurt in the match, and that's why the match fell apart. So she got hurt twice? She had a huge knee brace on, so I think she's been hurt probably ever since that SmackDown deal where she went down and hurt her knee. But anyway, she's out for a while.
That sucks.
This was a good match. Then we had Ricochet and Ilya Dragunov. Oh, my God, this match. Here is a sign, everybody. Let me drop some wisdom on you.
Oh, dropping knowledge. Look at this.
Yes.
The learning tree, Brian.
Yes,
Alvarez.
The learning tree. I'm going to get my own tree. The mark of a great match.
The nuts on that tree.
Is when you got two guys in there, and one of them's Ricochet, who, everybody likes him and everything like that, but they never really do that much with him. He won the speed title, but they barely mentioned it. And then there's Ilya Dragunov, who just got called up to the main roster. People, some people know, some people don't. And I don't know, let's just say they went 15 minutes. For 7 minutes, they're just killing each other, and the fans are just sitting there watching it. Like, that's cool. Hey, man, that was a big bump. But they're not that into it. And then they keep going. And then the crowd's chanting, holy you-know-what. And then the crowd's just absolutely losing it for these spots. And then Ilya hits his H-bomb, and like there's a standing ovation. They're like, man, that was awesome. This match ruled. Absolutely ruled. Ilya won, and he is going on to the next round of this King of the Ring tournament. This was great. Absolutely
was
great.
Really fun.
Sheamus is there in his street clothes. We're 90 minutes into the show. It's like, bro, can you get your gear on, dude? We're about to go. He wants to face Gunther for the third time. Beat him. Zoe Stark, Ivy Nile. At this point, even though they'd already taken two matches off the show, it was very clear they realized, we got to get going here. So this was a short match, Z360 pin. They worked hard, but it wasn't much of a match. And then, again, if you're a fan in the crowd, you're thinking, we've had three matches. There's seven left. Why are we watching Truth do comedy here? And he's there doing comedy. And then they go to Braun Breaker, and he wants to know why he's not in the tournament. Pierce says, let's talk. Then they go to another interview. It's Finn, JD, and Priest. And Dom tries to bring Carlito in, and Priest. They go back a year. Like, it doesn't matter if they're both heels. Carlito gets brought in. Priest goes, do not bring that guy in here. I had my biggest moment ever at Porter, and this guy screwed me. We will never be friends. Get him out of here. Dom has to get him out of there. This priest is a great actor. I will give him that. He's very natural.
Good character.
And then it's time for another tournament match, finally. It's Bronson Reed and Chad Gable. 1 minute, Sammy runs in for the DQ.
Well.
At this point, I'm tearing my hair out. You realize how good a match Bronson and Chad Gable could have had? This leads to the announcement later that they're going to an Intercontinental title match. Which, by the way, led to a funny moment. Bronson and Chad are just having a match, and Sammy runs in for the DQ. And then there's like a big three-way, and you know Bronson lays both guys out or whatever. He goes by the stage, and Adam Pearce is mad at him. Like, why are you mad at him? Another dude ran in and ruined your match. This guy just beat his ass. Like, why are you mad at him? But he was.
At least it didn't go 12 minutes before that happened. That would have pissed me off.
It might have, but you know what? I would have liked to have seen 12 minutes with Bronson and Chad Gable.
I guess.
And then we had this Becky segment, which was actually worse than the CM Punk segment. I recapped this earlier. I will not do it again. But it led to Liv coming out. And by the time Liv came out, she was getting what chance? Because the fans were so sick of this. And wondering, how are we going to get four more matches? And you're sitting here talking about a hat with 1 hour left on the show.
Bottom line is, Becky's got a friend named Lyra that is going to help her out against Damage Control.
Yes. Then we had Dakota and Lyra.
They're Irish, by the way. Not Dakota. Dakota's from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, because in that long, insufferable, unending interview with Michael Cole and Becky Lynch, one of the things Michael Cole made sure to tell us was, you are both Irish.
He loves the...
Hold on, you just killed the joke.
Oh, good.
He says, you're both Irish. From Ireland.
Yes.
Now, I would make fun of that, except I watch Irish Pat McGee or whatever his name was on WWF Challenge from 1986.
Irish Pat Barrett?
Whatever his name was, Irish Pat Barrett. They introduced him from Scotland.
Did they really?
Yeah, is this that hard? Is it that hard?
I think that's the theme of the show, folks. Is it that hard? Shouldn't be.
It really shouldn't be. So anyway, Lyra won, and no one knows anything about her or her her deal. And
she's Irish, we know that.
And she won. And then Kofi does a promo that we talked about. I am gonna win this tournament for Xavier Woods. I am going to beat an all-time great Rey Mysterio. And then they cut away, and they start doing the main event, and I'm like, where are you beating him? When is this match? Can I see it? Is it on X? No idea! And then thank God we got the main event.
That was great.
Gunther and Sheamus. This match absolutely ruled. It was just great. And, after the match is over, you know, this was something that was worthwhile on social media.
Yes.
Sheamus posts a picture, and, like, he looks like he got put through a meat grinder. His chest is just, like, chunks of flesh and skin, and he's just beet red and sweating. And he just looks like, I mean, worse than most people coming out of MMA fights. And he just says, there will be no fourth.
No.
He's tapping out, brother. I did it one more time. I'm 46 years old or whatever. I'm done.
Smart man.
So Gunther beat him with the crab in the middle of the ring. You know, they cut two matches and they still went long. This went a minute past the top of the hour. The ref is screaming at them to go home. And they finally went home and the show immediately goes off the air.
They could have did all of those matches and had shorter segments of talking in the middle and actually got all of them done, but they just will never be able to help themselves. Who cares who's in production?
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact.
And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, speaking of WWF Challenge from 1986, we're going to be watching it tonight for the Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show. And also on that show, we will be taking your suggestions at 4wonline.com/Vegas. We're going to be there at the end of the month, Memorial Day weekend, Double or Nothing weekend. There will be a Brian and Vinny live show, which you can only see if you attend live. No podcast, no video. It is an exclusive show. What happens in Vegas with Brian and Vinny. And as part of that, we will have a Bothell beautification match.
A what now?
You heard me. Bothell beautification match. It'll be a three-fall match with the YWF World Heavyweight Championship on the line. And tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show, you, dear listener, will get to pick the possible stipulations. I'm going to get a wheel. We're going to take the best suggestions. I'm going to spin the wheel for all three falls. It's a shoot, brother. We're going to find out who's going to be the next YWF World Heavyweight Champion.
I assume you're going to pass over the scaffold match request.
Well, no, we're asking everybody to make suggestions. However many slots are on the wheel, if there's 12, we're going to pick the 12 best suggestions, and those will be options when we spin the wheel. So, seriously, if you're going to vote tonight, don't vote something stupid like a scaffold match. Pick something we could actually do, and then we might actually pick your suggestion. We could do thumb wrestling. We could do a game of war. We could do a, probably not going to do a pork chop eating contest. I don't know, I think I get that many pork chops in the ring at one time. But make your suggestions, Granny's Facebook page, or you can tweet. If you're one of my subscribers on Twitter, super followers, you can put it there as well. Yeah, putting on a poll match, except we have no poll. Raw onion eating challenge? I mean, yeah, pick something. We'll find out tonight. Maybe I'll make some announcements tomorrow. But anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.